Chapter 12 Mother. By December, small children began dying. The NKVD would not come inside the huts, but shouted at us to leave the bodies outside of the door.
"You're disgusting pigs!" the officers shouted. "This is why you're all dying!"
Most people were sick, and everybody itched from the lice. One day, while looking for wood with Yanina, we found a large dead owl.
"Do you think we should eat him?"
asked Yanina. At first, I was shocked. Then I imagined cooking the owl in our stove like a chicken. I grabbed its wing and pulled it back to the hut. We all crowded around the small stove while Yanina's mother cooked the dead bird.
"It smells like duck," said Jonas. "Don't you think?"
"This is wonderful. Thank you, Lina," said Mother.
"Thank Yanina. She found the owl," I said.
"Thanks, Yanina,"
Jonas said. Yanina smiled proudly. The weather continued to get worse, and we lived under ice and snow. Miss Grebus stood outside of the NKVD building, the smell of butter and chocolate making her cry. The officers made cakes and bread, ate fish, and drank hot coffee. They played cards, smoked cigarettes, and sat by large fires with blankets. Mother was becoming very tired and could not even sit up for long. She mostly lay on her side with her hair frozen to the floor. The tall man was also ill and decided to leave.
"You're such nice people," he said. "It's too dangerous for you all. I'm too sick." "Yes, get out of here," said the bald man.
Miss Grebus and I helped him move to another hut full of other people with the same illness. 4 days later, I saw his body in the snow. An animal had eaten into his stomach. I turned and covered my eyes. That night, I sat with Mother as lice crawled across her head. "Did you say sorry?" asked Mother to Nikolai. "You told him that you hated him."
"I do hate him," I said. "He chooses not to help us."
"He helped me," said Mother. "A few months ago, I was lost in the dark, and some officers found me and tried to lift my dress. Nikolai came and told them to leave. Then he drove me back to the hut." I looked down at her. "I think he was punished for it. That's why he's here," she said softly.
"Good. Maybe he'll get sick," I replied, "and he'll understand how it feels."
Jonas walked into the hut.
"How is she?" he asked.
"She still has a high fever."
"Love," said Mother to Jonas. "I'm so cold. Are you cold?"
Jonas took off his coat and put it over her. Miss Grebus tried to warm her feet, and Yanina picked lice off her head. I learned the Russian words for doctor, medicine, mother, and please. If I could get some medicine, then maybe she would be okay. I hated the thought of asking the NKVD for anything. They had killed Father, and I hated them for it. But I could not let them do the same to Mother.
I saw Kretsky near the NKVD building.
He was standing with another officer.
"Look, it's a little pig,"
the other officer said. "My mother is sick," I said.
"Really?"
the officer said, laughing.
"I know something that might help."
I looked at him.
"Give her lots of fresh fruit and vegetables,"
he said, still laughing. "We need a doctor, and we need medicine," I said, shaking from the cold.
"What else do you need? A hot shower? A school? Davai!
Please, help me," I said, looking at Kretzky. "We need a doctor."
"There is no doctor," said Kretzky.
"Medicine," I said. "We need medicine."
"Do you want another 20 years?
Screamed the other officer.
"I can give you that. No bread for you today, too. Get to work! Davai!"
Days passed. Mother's teeth shook, and her mouth turned blue. She could not eat or drink. Jonas and I sat next to her, holding her hands and telling her stories from home. Suddenly, Mother looked up at us, opened her eyes, and stopped shaking. Her shoulders relaxed, and her head fell against us. "Mother," I said. Miss Grievous felt my mother's neck while Jonas began to cry.
"I love you, Mother," I whispered. "I love you, Father."
"Your mother was so good to everybody,"
Miss Grievous said, tears falling down her face.
"Please, don't let the officers take her body," said Jonas. "I want to bury her so the wild animals won't eat her."
"We'll bury her," I said. "We'll make a coffin." The bald man, for once, said nothing.
"She looks pretty," said Jonas, standing next to Grandma's coffin.
"Father, does she know that I'm here?" I said.
"She does,"
said Father, putting his arms around me.
"She's watching from above. When people die, they fly up into the blue sky.